a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Yesterday, I tried to sneak in pre-6:30 so management wouldn't hear the fact that I'm very dissatisfied with the toilet paper at present that we've got here in the station.
Yes, and as soon as you said it, I was like, oh my God, you've been experiencing this too.
So as far as sort of I knew, toilet paper came in sort of one ply, two ply, three ply.
But I've never seen one ply. Like one ply is like something you get when you go on to an outdoor toilet at like a random beach somewhere.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, at least I've got something. But generally used two ply, three ply.
Well, so, but I think this is like 0.25 of a ply. Like I don't even think it's half a ply, to be honest.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a dry version of cold rolls. You know, you get the Vietnamese cold rolls. They're like, and you can see through.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that's, yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is like.
You can see the cucumber in there.
It's also like, you know, when you.
In the cold rolls.
Yeah. You know, when you're bored as a kid and you're like, oh, here's a tissue. I'm just going to separate this and make it into nothing tissue. And then you're like, oh, it's evaporated. Yeah. That's what you've been wiping yourself with.
Yeah.
And we did put it up on the socials.
Yeah.
I said, is this less than one ply? 71% of people said, it must be. Jesus, that's ridiculous.
Okay. All right. So here's me thinking, oh, yeah, now if I get it in before 6:30, surely sort of upper management won't hear me teeing off and it'll be fine. We did then put it on socials, but just after the show finished yesterday, Rach, our GM, came storming up the hallway and then opened the studio door and launched at my head, literally launched at my head, a roll of toilet paper that I've got here right now. And it's an individually wrapped one. And she said, we've got new stuff on the way.
Oh.
But we have to get through what we've got so far, right?
No.
Okay.
But how much is that? We don't know. They probably like, bought it in bulk. We could be sitting on this one ply for another six months.
Yeah, no, you're right. Literally sitting on it. Here's what she launched at me, though. I'm going to pass you a little bit of it.
Right. Oh, this is nice.
So.
This is thick and it's perforated.
To say we've gone the other direction is probably pretty accurate.
Okay.
This is. I believe it's pronounced yarnin.
Yeah.
So it's toilet paper where 50% of profits go towards educating First Nations children.
I love that.
It's Aussie manufactured. It's 100% recycled, three ply, and it's Indigenous owned and operated. So it's actually like probably better than the toilet paper you've got at home listening right now.
Definitely.
Like certainly morally, it's
it definitely is. Ooh, that's soft.
Pooping for a purpose, we will be. Do you know what I mean? But it does. It feels soft. And look, you do the finger test, which is the issue that we had was how do you, with that other one.
Seriously, I don't. No,
look at this. Look at this.
No, I don't want to look.
What if I do this?
I know what you're doing. See, I know
it took a real blast for me to get through.
Anyway, what a great day for those that work at K-Rock.
Yep. So this is my role until.
Oh, your personal role.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. There we go.
Yay.
Beck joins us from the newsroom. G'day, Beck.
Hello.
This is a special treat, Beck. This takes me back to when I first started on the team with Tommy and Loggy.
And you had some lyrics.
Oh, coming in hot.
Wow. Oh, that just sounded harsher than I expected. I'm so sorry, Lee.
Sure. Good morning, Beg.
I'll just go in the corner and think about what I've just said.
No, instead of doing that, please tell us the theme you have for us this morning.
Okay. Well, I was thinking, you know, Wicked's coming out today officially in Australia. Mm-hmm. We're looking at Glinda and Elphaba. Was really Elphaba a Wicked witch, or was she just misunderstood?
Okay.
So I thought, misunderstood lyrics.
Oh!
I love that, Beck.
Much
so it's a
more
little bit of a few steps to get there. But
no, but
cryptic,
we rate it.
Cryptic, love it.
Yeah. Much more acceptable for the radio than misunderstood artists, because I feel like that could be dangerous territory.
Yeah, I think I looked at that and went,
cancelled artists. All right, so what you're going to do is read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day jobs. If they're news bulletins, we'll need to decipher not only the artist, but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other two get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Loggy.
Loggy.
Best of three, I think. We are ready to play.
We are ready. You're down by one log, by the way.
Okay. Question number one. It's the Misunderstood Lyrics edition of Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. You might be in hurt, babe. That ain't no lie. You've seen them all come and go. I remember you told me that I made you believe in no man, no cry. Maybe that's why every little thing I do never seems enough for you. You don't want to lose it again, but I'm not like them. Baby, when you finally get to love somebody, guess what? It's going to be me. You've got no choice, babe, but to move on. And you know there ain't no time to waste. I'm running out of lyrics here. You're just too blind to see. But in the end, you know it's going to be me.
Tom. Loggy.
I think it was Tom there.
Yeah.
Tom.
Is it NSYNC, it's going to be me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that the first time you said it. I was like, surely not.
Of course. Right up here, come on, with Justin.
It's going to be May.
Yes.
So I had all of that go through my head, but I was like, I didn't recognise any of the other lyrics. So I thought, no, I can't be right. Okay, so that is 1 point to me.
All right.
I just felt like a bell.
Building the drama.
All right. Question number two. It's the misheard lyrics version of Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh, well, guess beggars can't be choosers. Wanted to receive attention for my music. Wanted to be left alone in public. Excuse me for wanting my cake and eat it too and wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon because my ego inflated when I blew C, but it was confusing. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
It's Eminem. And Rihanna, Monster or the Monster?
Yes.
Ah.
I'm friends with the monster, the sound of my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head.
I know that opening line, that I wanted the fame but not the cover of Newsweek. So I knew it was Eminem, but I couldn't remember which Eminem song. I was letting you go as long as I could.
The Misunderstood?
Yeah. Yes,
I'm friends with the mustard. That's under my bed.
Ridiculous. People
are idiots.
With the mustard.
Yes, Tommy, you're going to bow.
That's a win.
That is a win. Do you want to do? We've got time.
All
do
right,
one more.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
here we go. This is for Bride. Here we go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Tommy used to work on the docks.
Tom. Loggy. Oh.
Nah.
It's Bon Jovi. I can't think of the song name. Jack and Diane.
We're halfway there, living on a prayer.
Living on a prayer?
There you go, Log.
What's the misheard lyric?
Naked or not.
Naked or not.
All right.
It's an insight into your brain, Beck, and I love it.
All right.
Well done, Tommy.
Thank you. I'll take the winner's sound effect. How are we looking for the year? Because what have we got now? Four more?
Yes. Four lyricals to play. You are 18-16 in lyrical headlines.
Okay.
But Log has the leading guest of the year, by the way.
All right.
Anything can happen.
Four more to go.
Thanks for an awesome round of lyrical headlines.
Thank you for having me.
We'll play again next Thursday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Please help. Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll.
All right, so you're dressed, you've run out the door and you're like, oh, forgot my deodorant. Forgot to put deodorant on. How do you do it? There's three ways. You can go up the shirt, you can go down the neck hole, or you can go through the sleeve. I go through the neck hole.
And through the sleeve seems wild to me.
Yeah, ridiculous.
No, and there's a number of instances where through the sleeve is. Like today, I've got a shirt on, but it's short sleeve shirt, so I could go up the shirt.
No.
I mean up the sleeve.
Up the sleeve, but you're down the neck hole, you're stretching your neck hole. There's only one option, and that is up the shirt.
Mm. Yeah, but then you have to hold things down, and it's whatever. It's fine for you guys that are all like, hey, everybody, come see how good I look. But other people are just trying to get on with their day.
That's the best impersonation of Tom I've ever seen.
You sound exactly like that. On 52232955, Lucy's in Lethbridge. Luce, how do you D.O.?
I would agree with Loggy, and the neck hole would be my preference.
Thank you, Lucy. See? I think it's a female thing.
How are you getting a full can of Rexona down your neck hole?
But you're not. You're just putting, like, I don't use Rexona, but you're not. You're not putting the whole thing in. Huh. You're just, it's the angle.
Exactly. Oh. Women are smart, you see?
Oh, my goodness.
We're not what, like you guys.
What about the integrity?
There's other things to go around, so
yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah,
see,
no fair.
Women are good with aim. Okay. Something you guys are just
Yeah. Wow. Dale from Newtown's on the line. Dale, how do you do?
Oh, definitely down a neck hole.
Oh, yes, Dale!
Anyway,
yes.
Why, Dale?
Oh, look, it's just the easiest and yeah, that's just how you do it.
It's closer.
Is that because you're trying to navigate your moobs?
Oh.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Just checking.
But
just checking.
Just sheer, like, comparison of sizes. The neck hole is small. The up the shirt, you've got
but
an entire...
But you're right there. It's like you don't have to pull everything. You're literally like... You don't have to pull it.
Dale, Newtown. I expected better from a Newtownian.
You know, Dale. all right, Sasha in Ocean Grove. How do you do, my friend?
I'm going to have to go with Loggy and it's down the neck hole.
Yes.
What is
I love
going
my people.
On?
See, I am the voice of the people
We're
here.
Females, we usually wear dresses or tighter tops.
Yeah.
You can't do it from up, like once in a while, yeah, but otherwise, yeah, neck hole always.
Yeah. See, you can't. It's too much. You got to hold the shirt. You got to, oh, God, it's uncomfortable. Down the neck hole.
So, and then you miss your armpit and it's just, yeah, it's a mess.
Yeah.
It's like a play suit situation when you go to the toilet, hey, where you have to go to a public toilet and then get completely nude in the cubicle just to put on some deodorant.
Yeah. I know, exactly.
Right. How do you do?
We do have Glenn from Teesdale to wrap things up for us. Glenn, hit us with it. How do you do?
G'day, guys. Tom and Lee, sorry, I'm backing Loggy up on this one.
On,
it's definitely
Glenn.
Neck hole.
A four for four.
Glenn.
Glenno.
Yeah.
You're a neck hole guy.
Maybe it's Maybe the problem is the new trend of doing the buttons up or whatever, but if you hang a bit free and a bit loose, it's just easy to pop it in and go through the sleeve, through the neck.
Yeah, beautiful. Love your work, Glenn.
I think he's talking about buttons on a shirt. Do you wear buttons on a shirt there, Glenn?
Oh, you know, a polo shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know. See, Tom doesn't wear buttons. If he can avoid it, it'll be open shirt policy, oiled up every time.
Or extra small to show off the gun.
Yeah. You know me well, Glenn. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Pizza maths.
What do you mean?
I've stumbled upon something and I agree, so I'm bringing it to the table.
Go on.
Do you recall Home Alone? It's that time of year.
Yeah,
of course.
Do you recall the pizza scene at the start?
Yeah. Right, the pizza boy needs $122.50 plus tip.
For pizza?
10 pizzas times $12.
Frank, you've got some money, don't you? Come on.
Traveler's checks.
Forget it, Frank. We have cash.
Did anyone order me a plain cheese?
Well, yeah, we did. But if you want any, somebody's going to have to barf it all up. It's gone.
Fuller, go easy on the Pepsi.
Okay.
Quality.
Iconic scene. Mm. Iconic scene. There are 15 people in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
11 of them are kids. There's 4 adults, 11 kids.
Yeah.
To be fair, the older brother, but what's his name?
Buzz. Yeah.
He's pretty much an adult.
No, yeah. I wouldn't say. I'd say he's still a kid because the other girl is older.
Yeah.
You know the girl with the dark hair?
But Buzz has also nailed an entire pizza himself because he's eaten.
Has he?
No,
he said it's all gone.
Yeah,
he
doesn't
didn't eat
mean.
The whole thing.
Good point, good point.
Could have been shared out already.
Fair call.
So 11 kids, 4 adults. And then McAllisters somehow thought it was necessary to order 10 large pizzas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your point?
For 15 people. If you break that down, that's 5.33 slices per person.
You're looking at a Macedonian right now. Am I supposed to be shocked with this?
And you're looking at someone who, when we get pizzas now, you basically buy an entire large pizza for each member of the family.
Yeah, and then you get leftovers.
Why?
I'm not sure what they are.
They're going away, so they're not going to have the leftovers, so we can take that out of the mix.
Yeah.
But you think that's too much?
You think 5 slices is too much?
2 to 3 slices, I reckon, per adult.
No.
Oh, God.
That's all I'll eat. I'll eat 3 slices, maybe.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I'll eat 5. I can do 5.
In
in America. Keep minimum. In mind, these are American pizzas, Chicago pizzas.
So they're terrible.
So they're big. Like the slices are big.
They're potentially. The deep
they're bigger than in Australia. A large pizza there is bigger than in Australia.
They're only $12 per pizza. So I don't know if they've gone and got the big family size. I reckon they've just got a medium to large.
It's $19.90, Cameron. It's $19.90.
Yeah,
okay.
I remember the good days.
All right. So say 2 to 3 slices for an adult and say 1 to 2 slices for a kid.
You are in delusional
world. 2 slices for a kid? What are you talking about? Okay, your kids are tiny.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right?
So just for instance, 11-year-old, entire large pizza himself, and then starts looking for dessert at our house.
Teenagers.
All right, here's another song then. Hey, I'll just shut up.
Sorry.
Dismantle the whole thing, why don't you?
La La Land.
Sorry.
Sorry, Tom, keep going.
Sorry. Okay, just go with my maths, all right? So 2 to 3 slices.
Okay.
I can't wait till next time you guys bring a story to the table. I'm going to be so supportive.
No,
I'm
sorry, like, but I'm it's just, it. We were shocked. We're shocked.
Okay, 4 we're adults shocked. Times 3
that
slices.
That makes sense because he's a TA.
Equals
so
12 it makes slices.
Sense. Supportive.
You can only have every adult only gets 2 slices at our house.
Yep. And each kid has to share 1 slice. You can have the tip, jeez. I'll have the crust.
Hey, guys, we're having everyone over this weekend. Yeah, cheers. Awesome. 1 slice of pizza, all right? Yeah, no, that's how we do it.
No, your kid can't have more than a crust.
Hate you so much.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.